Okay, it's 11 o'clock, guys. Let's get started. So again, my name is Sade. I am one of the female therapists here at L&B Counseling. And today, again, is our Behind the Door series, episode 23. We've been doing a great job keeping up with these episodes, and I love them. I feel like we get great information out to you guys, and I hope you guys find it super duper informative. All right, so today's topic is how to support your child or teen while in therapy. So as parents, you know, here at L&B, we see a lot of preteens, children, a lot of adolescents, and parents are always trying to figure out, how can I better support? Like, what am I doing maybe that's adding to the problem? What can I do to help? And oftentimes, you can feel a bit helpless and unsure of where your support is needed. And by no means, when you bring your child to therapy, right, do we take the place of providing the support that you can? Because you're with your children way more than we are. We see them once a week, for an hour, and that is it. So I wanted to hop on today to be able to provide you guys with some really like simple tips of what you can do to be an engaged and active participant in your child's process of becoming their best selves. So please remember to feel free to ask any questions in the comment section. Again, like I said earlier, I know often people watch this later on in the day, and that is totally okay. We will review the questions if you guys enter any. Another thing I would like to say is if you feel inclined to share this video, please share it. If this information you feel might be beneficial to friends or families, other parents that you know, please, please, please share this video. That way we can get this information out there. All right, so let's get started. So how do I support my child while in therapy? Tip number one, don't be afraid to ask how it's going. Don't ask too much, not after every session possibly, but absolutely have those moments with your child or your adolescent where you get to say, hey, how do you feel like things are going in therapy? Do you feel like you're connecting with your therapist? Do you feel safe? Of course, yes, what your child or your teen shares here is confidential. We all know the outliers to that, right? If your child is harming themselves or anyone is harming them, those are definitely things that we will have to tell you, which we tell your child or your adolescent that. However, while this is a safe space for your child to come and vent and share and, you know, work through things, it doesn't mean that you can't ask how things are going. That shows that you are concerned. By no means do you want your child to, you know, walk away from therapy feeling like, you know, they're only sending me here because they need me to be fixed. And that's all the conversation is centered around, or they just want to know every detail that I share in therapy, especially if, you know, they think that I'm talking about them. But allow for there to be space with your child and your therapist, to be one where they can be vulnerable in the therapeutic process with their therapist. But by no means does that mean like this is private and you can't ask them how things are going. Ask them, you know, questions about goals that they've set. What are they learning? And how you can be of support with some of the goals that they've set. Make communication a priority throughout their therapeutic process. Okay, that's tip number one. Tip number two, consistent check-ins with your therapist, your child's therapist. So like I stated previously, any great therapist is going to ensure that you receive updates and progress that's being made. So I know here at L&B, we are constantly having little 5-minute, 10-minute check-ins with our parents, either before the session or after the session, to get updates from you because you are with your child more than we are. But as a therapist, I do hold very strong to providing parents with updates so that they know what's going on. I also encourage my clients, my teens and my children, to please share with your parents where you feel like you're making little, you know, little bits of progress also. Spend more time with your child slash teen than you spend more time. So we trust that you're going to be able to observe a lot more changes than we will be able to. But these check-ins are vital between you and your therapist. So again, like just like you're not going to be afraid to ask your child or your teen how things are going, you also can knock, knock, tap on our door, give us a call or shoot us a text even to say, hey, what are your thoughts on this? And how do you feel like so-and-so is doing in this area? So consistent check-ins with your child's therapist is great also. Number three, determine how you'll know your child has made or is making progress. I love this one. So actually, I came up with this little activity for a lot of my parents of my children or teenage clients to make a list, right? A detailed list, listing out the things that, because you see your child more than us, what are those minor slight changes that you know? Okay, something's different. Like, therapy's working. Something is absolutely making a difference. So even if it's as small as my child is opening their window blinds right in their room and it's not dark all the time, or they're spending less time outside of their room, or they're leaving their bedroom door open, or they're coming down into my office space or in the family room area and they're coming just, you know, sitting up, snuggling up close to me and wanting to have a conversation. Those small minor things are, you know, signals that say something's different. And those things, I ask my parents sometimes to write a list out for me, email it to me, so that way I have an idea also of what some of your expectations are as a parent of how you'll know that progress is being made. And I also love for my parents to share this list with their child so that the child also knows, what expectations do my parents have of me? Why are they still, you know, down on me and I feel like I'm making progress, but maybe it's, you know, things look a little bit different. Their idea of what progress looks like versus what the child's idea of progress may look a little bit different. And so having an open conversation about what those things look like will put parent and child on the same page, okay? Tip number four, keep a positive and hopeful demeanor, okay? I want you to affirm your child as much as you can. Praise them as much as you can. You know, that list, making that list that I was just talking about, again, make such clear expectations. You lay them out. As a parent, you even know what you're looking for. Sometimes progress and change can be this very vague and broad idea, but if you've written it out, if you've taken the time to really identify what those things are, it's going to be easy for you to praise your child when you see them making changes. So, you know, while your child is in therapy, he or she may have some very vulnerable moments where they may step away feeling insecure and just exposed. Your child may also feel their negative behaviors are under a magnifying glass. So this is the time to compliment them as much as you can and try to criticize them a lot less, okay? I don't know if you guys have heard about the love language test, but they have the love language test for children. So parents, you can have your children take these tests, or your teen, I think they separate them by age, take the test, and you will also be able to know what your child's love language is. So affirmation, oftentimes, you know, with words, we praise with words, and that may be your child's love language, and they really may need to hear things like, I'm proud of you, you're doing such a great job, I see the effort that you're putting in behind doing this and that, and so forth and so on. Or it may be touch, it may be they want a hug, and that's showing them that you are there, you're there to support, and you're recognizing, you know, some of the changes that they're making, and that's that positive and hopeful demeanor, okay? Tip number five, acknowledge where you are as the parent and how you could implement some change for you, right? So a lot of children and a lot of teens, they come into therapy and they have this feeling that my parents just want me to change. And all they think is that if I change, well, all will be well. Nevertheless, I've done family counseling in the past when I was in intensive in-home, and what I really enjoyed about the model that we used in that job that I had was that it was family-centered, right? So everybody had a role and a part to play, even in the embetterment of that child or that teen's behaviors. Everybody had a role. So as a parent, stepping back and really trying to identify, you know, is my way of dealing with conflict impacting my child's inability to make progress or so forth and so on? Am I yelling? Am I criticizing too much? Like I stated earlier, what are the things that you could change in order to make your child feel like, wow, it's not just all on me. It's not just about me, but it's all of us. Like everybody's digging their heels in, getting their hands dirty and figuring out as a family, you know, how to support me. And I think children and teens feel really great when they know that it's not just all about them. Less time using screens, you know, more family time outside, having family meals together. You know, that screen time is a big one. You know, parents will frequently complain about their children and their teens using their phones a lot. Nevertheless, if your teen and your child is seeing you on your phone 24/7, even if it's work related, there has to be some moments, some cutoff times where your child is like, oh, okay, well, my mom, you know, or my dad, they're not on their phone all the time. They have moments where they step away. So you are, you know, you're the example. They see you more. They are learning so much from you. So that's a big one. Parents, where can you acknowledge, you know, or identify areas of change for yourself? And that really may support your child while they're in their therapy process. Step number 6. All right. Create the structure necessary for your child to flourish. That may include, okay, creating a daily and weekly routine for them. Helping them to make a schedule, having something written out, visual, that's in their room that they can see every day, and even for you to see so that you can hold them accountable. This kind of even plays in the one that I just talked about. You know, if your child sees you rolling out of bed, you know, late in the morning and not necessarily prepared for your day, teens already don't want to wake up early, okay? I remember being a high schooler and dreading waking up so early to get to school. Now we're in the land of virtual remote learning. So there, you know, people are rolling out of bed, literally brushing their teeth and hopping on for their Zoom session for class. And that's probably a lot more convenient and easy. However, structure and routines can be very beneficial in your child's ability to make progress in therapy, you know, have some goals set and, ensure that they're putting in the effort that they need. Also include time in this routine where you and your child can spend some quality time together. That is very vital. Yeah, it's just extremely vital. Whether your child was in therapy or not, it's making that time, figuring out what those family moments look like for you and your child. And again, limit screen time. We have a great presentation on our website that you can go find. If I could, I'd figure out how to link this in the comments or something, but go to our website, lmbcounseling.net. Somewhere under tools, you would be able to find this presentation, and it's great. It just talks about how screen time impacts your brain and all those things. It's really, really a great resource, okay? And then last but not least, the last tip I have for parents today, when your child is in therapy, while being hopeful and having a positive demeanor is great, your biggest thing is you're gonna have to be patient. It takes time to create the habits that all of us create, especially a child and a teenager. They create bad habits over an extended period of time. Well, it's going to take some time in order for them to reverse those habits and create healthier ones. It requires a great deal of intentionality and, yes, your support also. So this is my last one. I encourage you, my moms and my dads up there with children that are in therapy, that just be patient with their process and have those open conversations with your children to find out what can mom or dad change? Like, what can we do? And of course, within reason, there are going to be certain things that they ask for and certain things that they say that's just off the table, right? Okay, no curfew, or I just want my phone unlimited and so forth and so on. Nope, those are not on that list, okay? But being patient is really going to help your child feel like it's not a rush to get me all fixed up. Okay. And so of course, you know, if you have any questions concerning this topic, or you'd like us to like talk about it more or go in greater detail, please leave that information in the comments. And yeah, feel free. I think that, like I said, I think that giving some direction to parents, when at times you can feel super confused and helpless about how to help and how to support while your child's in therapy, I think this is some great tips and some great ways for you to be an active and engaged participant. So I hope you enjoyed this topic. Please continue to look out for our Behind the Door series every Thursday at 11 a.m. We totally enjoy giving you guys this information. And please share this video if you feel like it would benefit anybody else. All right, have a great day, guys. Bye.